I'm going to be reading from Freedom from Addiction 3, Chapter 12, Motivation. If you always do what you have always done, you will always get what you have always got. The purpose of this chapter is simply my attempt to accelerate and enhance the motivational process to a level where you have no choice but to recognize the real possibility of future happiness in your life and to make a commitment to attain that goal. I want to provide the necessary counsel to help you get to the point in your life where you can articulate and put into motion the innovative principles outlined in this book. It is my hope that you will be drawn to understand and be inspired by this emerging vision as you make a commitment and allow it to unfold in your life, making you the best that you can be. Everything about you and the way you live your life will mirror the conscious way you understand and shape your vision of life. New pathways will open as you begin to make choices to replace negative feelings with positive ones. You will, in turn, experience all the positive effects of the changes taking place in your life. This newfound creative process can increase your internal spiritual energy, creating the opportunity for growth, but whether or not you actually make changes will ultimately be a choice with which you will have to come to terms. I have learned that until a person really desires to do what's best for him or her, no philosophy, no education, nor any law can force the individual to change. Spiritual and physical balance and harmony are essential for the successful completion of everything we attempt. And through prayer and meditation, we can experience the growing spiritual and physical levels of attunement as our mind and body merge together. You will gradually develop the self-discipline necessary to control the ego as it fights for position in your life. When the self-centered ego finally loses ground to the Creator's spiritual power, you will begin to experience inner peace and harmony that will assist you with the sometimes difficult steps necessary to change and gain control over your basic nature. If you remain steadfast and receptive to this inner spiritual guidance, you will develop a strong desire to help others, and you will automatically find ways to share your blessings. This constant focus on self-improvement will serve as inspiration to even greater growth. However, as you learn to sort out your own personal values and attitudes toward life, don't be too hard on yourself if you are a little less than perfect. Remember to forgive yourself and always try to accept and learn new lessons along the way. You may find yourself embroiled in a conscious internal revolution as your reality or truth becomes more and more positive. Defense mechanisms from the past may rear their ugly heads to further distort your perception of the truth. But you will eventually learn to let go and to understand how these behaviors are bad for you. Before long, These negative defense mechanisms are where they belong, in your past. Your new choices will allow you to look at everything in a new way. You will need to start examining all your old habits to see if they fit into your life. If they do not belong, replace them with more positive behaviors. Make up your own personal set of affirmations that serve as reminders to keep you on target to more enhanced awareness and more intelligent and appropriate responses. It will be necessary for you to interrupt your current thought patterns. Changing the way you think about things is necessary to achieve a complete transformation of your state of mind, beliefs, and values. Listen to associate pain from your past bad behaviors and pleasure to your new behaviors or patterns. Pain and negative emotions go hand in hand to get us ready to change. By including these emotional elements in your thoughts, you set something powerful into motion, and your chance of success increases. Each accomplishment with a favorable outcome will make you stronger in your resolve. Strive to avoid habitual negative rituals in favor of more pleasant ones of pleasure and positivism. In the work of stitching a quilt, a teacher is often needed to produce the high-quality pattern that will ultimately increase the quilt's value. The same is true in life. The use of role models will permit you to anchor to patterns that you have already produced with desirable results in another's life. Always choose someone who reflects the things you want in your life. If you surround yourself with people you respect and you want to model, you will find that these very same people will provide the most help in fulfilling your destiny or life's work. Learn to welcome change when something you are doing does not work. Keep in your mind what you wish to accomplish and what is the overall pattern you wish to weave into your future. Relax so you can enjoy the peak experiences you identify with on your journey to self-realization. Be receptive to making changes in your rules or value system as you learn to embrace a more workable philosophy. Remember, nothing will ever be accomplished if you fail to condition yourself for success. Set your goals and start immediately to put them into place. Decide how you want your life to be, and then take action to make it a reality. Are you happy with the way your life is right now? If you continue the way you are, will good things outweigh the bad? A good way to start would most definitely include taking inventory. List all the bad things that could and probably will happen if you do not change things. Now shift gears and list all the good things that are possible or could conceivably happen in your life if you make a commitment to make the changes that I have been encouraging throughout this book. Stretch your imagination. Let the sky be the limit. Be honest in your evaluation and take your personal desires into consideration. By the time this exercise is finished, you should have a significant desire to implement a change in the direction in which your life is going. If you do not accept the challenge and move forward, this book will be of little value to you. If you do your very best to follow the program laid out in this book, I guarantee you will find your future full of promise, peace, and happiness. Unfortunately, sometimes we are not ready to graduate from the school of our mistakes, but we can make positive strides in our lives if we learn from them and forge ahead confidently, making the corrections needed to ensure a better future. The very way you define life can serve as your formula for future happiness. Be creative, purify your thought processes, remain constant in your visualization of happiness, and always follow your personal internal guidance system. Evaluate your progress periodically to keep you on course. Ask yourself questions designed to keep you truthful in your assessment. What do I want my life to be like in 5, 10, or 20 years? What legacy would I like to leave behind? At best, life is short, so stop procrastinating. Set your goals and begin now to make your dreams come true. Daydreaming should become a part of the past, replaced by hands-on participation. This personal investment in the development of both physical and spiritual patterns will keep you focused on your mission in life. Once you realize how valuable a person you are, you will understand that you deserve to have your desires fulfilled. There are no duplicates of you. Like a potter at work, your Creator made you distinctive and different from every other person on earth. You are a precious and very valuable work of art that possesses God's love and spirit within your being. Wake up. Realize who you are. Put the spotlight on your life. Play up your good points and use all the talents you have at your disposal. Accept yourself and learn to love and appreciate your individuality. Place value on your life as you explore your weaknesses and learn the methods that will facilitate the changes you're seeking to put into place in your life. It pays to glance at your watch every once in a while to remind yourself that time belongs to no man. Your time here on earth is limited, so make the most of it. Recognize and start fulfilling your destiny. You were not put here to waste the potential of your Creator's masterpiece. He gave you everything you need to succeed, without exception. A special, particular mission belongs to you and you alone. We were born with infinite possibilities for greatness, but you will get more breaks in life if you are willing to make needed changes in the way of thinking. Change is a concept you have to embrace if you are to maximize your contribution to the world. Recognize what a wonderful human being you are, with many valuable potential contributions to the world. Every happy and content individual has at some time experienced the same spiritual awakening that you are embracing now. By inviting the presence of God into your life, you merely give up the driver's seat. Simply ask and you will receive divine direction that will point you to the pathway you need to be on to accomplish your mission here on earth. Many people squander their talents and possibilities of greatness by means of escapism, making no contribution that could justify their existence on this planet. Time is limited. We do not get to stay forever. Psychologically, sometimes we deny this fact, but in our hearts, we know it's true. we are all a part of something much bigger than ourselves. Acknowledging this fact is one key to changing our lives. First, we come to terms with the presence of God, and then we place all the unmanageable aspects of our lives with Him. Be personally responsible in carrying out the directions you will receive. You have to be committed to follow through. It's the commitment and repetition that will give you the means to control what happens in the rest of your life. After you explore and discover your mission, you will then have to decide whether or not you are willing to devote your life to its completion. Respect the portion of God's Spirit that was infused into your tiny body when you were resting in your mother's womb. At birth, you were born in love with all the essentials needed to accomplish your mission. Start living each day as though it is your last, and by treating those around you as if they would be dead at midnight. Realize that you will be held accountable for your lack of accomplishment while you inhabit your physical form on earth. Maximize your potential by rejecting chaos and accepting the serenity that turning it over brings. Get serious about your life. Whatever you do, make a commitment now and follow through. Since I use every resource at my disposal to reach as many people as possible, I must try another idea on you. If you are not motivated enough to work the program for your own benefit, maybe you would reconsider if you realized how much it would help the important people in your life. If you have children, they will undoubtedly be in the position to benefit from your commitment to change the way you think about things. I would like to share with you some of the things that are very important in your child's life. Hopefully, as I show you the ways you can influence your child, you will more readily embrace a lifestyle change for yourself. As a parent, you have an impact in the world simply by being a mother or father living together in a healthy, peaceful harmony. A child's sense of security is established very early in life. Your child needs to know that both parents are going to be there for him or her. He needs to be in a safe environment where he can adapt and grow into the trusting, caring individual that he or she is capable of being. The starting place for all future changes in your child's world lies in the examples he chooses to copy. The more we learn, the more we understand that your negative behavior will have a profound impact on your child's life. It is your privilege and responsibility to help your child grow into a self-assured adult filled with understanding and a zest for life and its many challenges. If you establish a positive environment around your child, you provide a certain range of protection for him. He will be less inclined to take up bad behaviors that could plague him for the duration of his life. If he is not internalizing negativity from a parent, his immune system will be stronger and he will be less likely to suffer from recurrent childhood episodes of illness, such as chronic colds and ear infections. Yes, believe it or not, your aura does have a profound effect in your child's life. We are all products of our environment and our relationships. Involve your child early in the charitable endeavor of helping others. it is important not only to show your child love, but to also teach him the art of expressing love for his fellow man. Show by example the value of being a person who does not cast judgment, but chooses instead to seek avenues for understanding and tries to help other people. Teach him the futility of using aggression as a means to obtain approval or control over other people. Affirm that there is absolutely no room for violence in a happy home, either between spouses or between parent and child. The old adage, violence begets violence, is still true today. Resist the temptation to express your feelings through anger and violence. This alone can destroy a child's sense of security and plant the pattern he will follow in his own future relationships. Through anger and violence, you will assure that you will have a troubled teen who is inclined to lash out when faced with the many challenges and difficulties he will encounter. Look through your child's eyes. Be in his corner as the most staunch supporter. Fulfill this important mission in life. Mold your child with care and serve as a guide. Your child is like a sponge, ready to soak up your wisdom. We all make mistakes in our lives, but God in his infinite wisdom gives us another chance when he allows us to have and raise a precious child. Take all the newfound wisdom you have unearthed and teach it to your child well. Teach your child a new, better way to live. Ensure that he or she will always feel good about himself. By expressing the value you find in yourself, the ripple effect is always there. There is indeed some merit attached to the concept of cloning. Your child is waiting to grasp your every nuance. It will be difficult to put the brush to the canvas at times, but you must try. The child expects you to be the responsible person who is interested in his or her well-being. Set clear rules and expectations and be consistent. Be understanding without going overboard. It is up to you, the adult, to separate the things your child wants to have or do from the things he or she needs. A child needs help establishing and adhering to a set of standards that will prove beneficial for a lifetime. With a set of healthy values in place, the child learns to resist the peer pressure to do the behaviors that are ultimately bad for his or her impressionable budding character. Balance peer pressure by keeping rules and regulations fair and reasonable. Deal with bad behavior as soon as you can without embarrassing your child in front of others. Be consistent in your response. Your child wants guidance even when he or she is most resistant. I can't stress enough the necessity that you encourage learning and education even from a young age. Make it a priority, not a maybe. Intelligence is an ally in the difficult teenage years when your child is making choices that can change the course of the life he or she will take. Other ingredients are essential to curb negative behaviors. These ingredients are family unity and positive communication and feedback, coupled with lifestyle changes that often require a leap in faith. you will be duly served to search your heart and embrace a better way to live yourself. If you're going to talk the talk, you have to walk the walk. If you do not truly believe and try to live the life you want for your child, the child will see through your deception immediately. Don't send conflicting messages to your child. Both spiritual and educational influence in your home can only serve to direct your parenting in the right direction. Your child will be better equipped to handle potential problems such as drugs, alcohol, and premarital sex. During their teen years, they are preparing a roadmap to help them handle their journey into the numerous relationships they will develop in the course of their lifetime. They need to foster relationships that will encourage and be supportive of a positive belief system with people who share like values. Share your child's dreams. Help them recognize future possibilities. Help them fulfill their little wagons and teach them the difference between pushing and pulling the wagon of their dreams. Motivation is much easier if a child is pulled toward a goal instead of pushing the child in a certain direction. One final area I want to mention involves a method that fulfills your child's need to establish a vital sense of history. This history is made up of all the important events that occur in the child's life. Photos of traditional family rituals give you a perfect example. Start a photo album that belongs to your child. One never gets too old to appreciate the preservation of these cherished memories. Little girls generally have some type of hope chest that is used to store these childhood mementos. In a male child, a simple shoebox with a lid will do just fine. Share the four questions and how important the answers are. Teach your child about the relationship between God and humanity by showing a strong faith yourself. Remember, everyone has a purpose for being here. Everyone also has a responsibility to find that purpose. Don't try to produce a purpose for your child, but share your knowledge of what a purpose means. Once your child has a purpose in his or her life, he or she can focus on the completion of that destiny. If you set the example, you will never be sorry. You will know in your heart that you truly did the best that you could. We daily set examples not only for children, but all the people that we come into contact with. Pass your wisdom on to others. Every person is valuable and deserves to have the tools that will serve to guide them to a better life. God bless you and bless any help you can give in spreading the message contained in the four questions. You can be a shining example, and I have confidence that your light will shine very brightly with all the others who are determined to make this a better world.